and welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We're going to talk about women's basketball at Wichita State. We have DJ McCarty. DJ is a sophomore guard from DeSoto, Texas, and she is joined by Ella Ancio. Ella is a freshman center from Wichita, attended Cape and Mount Carmel High School. Let's start by talking about the story behind the numbers that you wear. DJ, you wear number one. Ella, you have chosen, I'm looking on the 13, which there's got to be a good story behind 13. DJ, you're number one. What's the story?
So growing up, I always went through a couple numbers. I went through number one and number 10, and eventually it came down to which number fit my personality. And I chose number one because I feel like I'm just number one in everybody's life. I feel like I'm just the light in everybody's life, so I feel like number one really fits my personality.
Good goals. Ella, 13.
You know, 13 was always just my number that I picked all throughout club basketball. And then in high school, I was number 45. So I just decided that when I came to Wichita State, I just wanted to go back to being number 13. I wish I had a better story, but that's pretty much it.
Okay, so you're not superstitious at all? No worries on that?
No, I'm okay. Not.
All right, bad luck for the other team, I guess, is the way we'll think about it.
That's a good way to think about it.
Okay, the Shockers, you got out in front of the fans on Tuesday at Shocker Madness. You've got real games coming up, exhibition against Missouri Southern on November 4th, and then you open the season on November 9th against Chicago State at Koch Arena. So, DJ, give us some insight. Where in the building process are practices now? What are you working on? How are you kind of putting things together for 3 weeks from now?
I think our main focus in practice lately has been defense, just tuning up the rotations and getting the stance together and just being a team on the court and playing defense. And I feel like that kind of helps us a lot because, you know, we have a lot of newcomers coming in, so they may not know the rotations, they may not know where to go. And so having a lot of people coming back, we get to share that experience and tell them, okay, so if I go here, you go here, or whoever's closest to the ball, or we just scrumble and talk. So I think that really helps us out a lot for what's coming up for the exhibitions, the scrimmages, and everything.
So, yeah, DJ, this is your third season here now. Are you taking more and more of that leadership role? You're able to tell people, you know, here's what's coming, here's where you need to be, these are the situations, that kind of thing?
I'm trying to be more of a vocal leader. I'm more of a, like, a do it first, and then if they have questions, they can ask me. But I'm trying to get into that process of being a vocal leader and using my voice because I am a returner. I am an upperclassman. So I feel like that would be very beneficial to everybody.
Now, I know throughout the summer, Keitha Adams emphasized shooting, scoring a lot. Ella, tell us about the summer drills and how this team is progressing as far as putting the ball in the basket.
Well, so I was here all summer. I got to start workouts in June since I'm from Wichita, and I think that was really helpful for me starting the transition process earlier. During the summer specifically, we do a lot of shooting drills, just working on tuning up our shots and getting lots of shots up, working on different ways to score. I was working with my coaches before and after practice, getting post moves down. So I think that time is really helpful for us specifically because obviously scoring is a really important part of the game, and so is defense. So now that we've been working on both those things, we're just going to keep putting it all together.
DJ, tell us about the scoring from your standpoint. What kind of progress have you seen?
As a team collectively, I know we're returning a lot of our top scorers, so I feel like added with the newcomers, that'll be very helpful. I feel like we'll put up a lot of numbers next year, and I feel like we're still learning how each other plays. We're still learning where each other wants the ball and when to give it to them, everything. But I feel like next year we're going to be a team, this upcoming year we're going to be a team, and we're going to put a lot of points in the hole.
Ella, biggest adjustment from high school to college?
I definitely would say speed and intensity. That was the first thing I noticed, even in our weightlifting workouts we were doing, just the intensity and level of quickness that they instill in us from day one to just get in there, be productive, get what you need to get done, and keep going. So definitely speed and intensity, and I think my coaches have done a good job of helping me try to adjust to that even during practices so that all the newcomers can be ready for that when we step on the court.
So tell us a little bit about the recruiting process for you, Ella. How did you end up choosing Wichita State?
Well, I always knew that, I mean, my family has always been a very important part of my life. So I always wanted to stay pretty close to home. I didn't know that that would end up being Wichita State, but I ended up developing a close connection with the coaching staff and just feeling a very special connection with them that I didn't have with anyone else. And I knew that I wanted to be a part of this program. And so, yeah, that's why I ended up here.
Okay. DJ, let's go back to your experiences here, third season. What's kind of the best advice? What's top of mind that you've been giving to the to some of the newcomers about how to navigate college on the court, off the court, all that kind of thing?
I think the best piece of advice for on the court is listen to the coaches, because, you know, I've been here for 3 years and I feel like they've never told me anything wrong. They never steered me in the wrong direction. I feel like what they're telling me really sinks in and it's really going to help me. And then off the court, I would say to stay in your studies and make sure you plan everything out. Time management is a really big thing, because you can be an athlete all you want, but if you don't have the studies to back it up, then what makes a student athlete? So just listening to the coaches and then making sure time management is a big thing on and off the court.
So Ella, you then would have the perspective of being a newcomer. Which of the veterans have maybe been helpful, and what advice have they given you?
I think that all of them have been really helpful for me, both on and off the court, just giving me advice as they see that I need it. I mean, I think I've already always done a decent job with time management, but especially on the court, I talked about this the other day, Trajada Colbert's helped me a lot, just being able to battle and work against her and see how she does things as a senior, I think it's been super helpful for me already.
So DJ, the fans got a little taste on Tuesday of Shocker Madness. It'll be a couple weeks and they'll be able to see games. Hit the fans with a newcomer or two that maybe they haven't seen that you think is worth keeping an eye on.
I think all our newcomers are worth keeping an eye on. There's not a single person that doesn't come to practice and doesn't work hard and like try to prove that they're supposed to be here. But if I had to pick one out, I think my favorite would be, of course, Big E, because, like, she does go against the post every day. I do see her down there working, and we do try to get her the ball when we see her and give it to her high and where she wanted. So I think Big E would be the home tagger to keep our eye on.
So Ella's nickname is Big E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that new at Wichita State, or is that
yeah.
a long-time nickname?
No, that started within, like, I would say probably my first week with workouts. I don't know who started it. It was probably you.
No, I think it was Mariah.
Somebody. And then I just remember I was doing a drill one day and they're like, here we go, Big E. And I was like, well, guess we got a new nickname.
That's a good nickname. A lot of history to the nickname Big E. So I would embrace that. So Ella, Wichita State has players from France, Spain, Russia, Mozambique, Belgium, Uganda, New Zealand, and of course, United States.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of dropped into this very diverse, very interesting
yeah.
team. What's that experience like for a newcomer?
Honestly, I think it's been something that it's been different than I ever could have expected. But it's been really special, especially living with these girls. I live with Jazali, Nuuk, and Melissa, and so that's New Zealand, Spain, and France right there, and those are the girls that I'm with and living with all the time. So it's just been really fun, honestly, just to kind of see our cultures and different backgrounds come together and find differences in how we were raised or different things from their countries that now they're here and they're experiencing my country, and especially to be in my hometown. I've been able to show them around, and so I hope that one day I'll be able to go and experience the same thing for them, just so that go visit there someday.
Well, that only seems fair that if you show them Keeper of the Plains, they should take you to New Zealand. That
yeah.
seems like a good trade.
I think so.
I've done so many stories on international athletes over the years. The food is always fascinating. You know, their adjustment to the United States food and the food that they bring.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any cooks in the group? Have you experienced any new foods that have been that have really caught your taste buds?
No, I haven't. I wish that they would cook for me. I feel like if anything, I would be the cook, but I'm not sure that I would cook them anything that they can't get from anywhere else.
So your role of tour guide, I heard about that. Where have you shown them around Wichita?
Honestly, we've been with my family a lot. It's been really nice to have my house just 10 minutes away that we can go back and see my family and get a home-cooked meal if we need to. Where else have I taken them? A few restaurants. Honestly, we've been pretty busy, so we haven't had a crazy amount of time to just go explore. But I would like to take him downtown sometime soon, down by the river, and just get to show him some stuff like that. But being with my family, I think, has been the best part.
You mentioned practicing against Trajana Colbert, Asia Strong, I would imagine. There's some experienced
definitely.
Post players. What is that experience like? Are they teaching you kind of the tricks and how to do things and how to work with the referees, how to get the most out of out of positioning, all those kind of things?
Yeah, I think that honestly they both teach me through their actions the best. Like I said, getting to play against both Trajana and Asia, I think has been very, very beneficial for me because coming in this summer, I mean, they're both stronger than me, obviously more experienced. And so just getting to work against them and see how they move their bodies and how they beat their defense. And I think that's been the most helpful for me to just watch them and observe and learn from their example.
So Wichita State has an interesting non-conference schedule that gets started, but we've got road trip to Wyoming and Denver, going to Northern Iowa, later Kansas, Oklahoma. DJ, what non-conference game are you maybe looking forward to a little bit more than the others?
I'm looking forward to two of them. I'm looking forward to the Oklahoma game, and then I'm looking forward to the game. I believe we play in Denton, UNT, because that's very close to home to me, and I get to see a lot of my family. So, but I really think Oklahoma is the number one because, of course, they're a really good program, and we played them 2 years ago, and that was one of the best games we played all year, so I think Oklahoma's number one.
That was a game Wichita State won a couple years ago. I remember that. Yeah, I was just looking at North Texas. So you being from that area, mm-hmm. that will be a big one for you. Ella, how about you? Is there a game that jumps off the schedule at you?
Yeah, I would also say Oklahoma. I've been looking forward to that game a lot just because I know that they're a good program, great coach program, and because I've grown up around Taylor Robertson. I used to work out with her all the time. So just knowing that I get to play against someone who's obviously been very successful and also someone that I've known and get to see grow throughout her career there. I think it'll be fun to just get to play against a really good program.
Those will be some interesting games, definitely. Who, you mentioned Taylor Robertson, who's the best player you've ever played against, kind of any setting, summer, high school? If you had to pick one person who was, boy, that was fun being on the court with that athlete, who would that be?
I played for Eclipse in Kansas City, so I played with and against Peyton Verhulst. She was on my club team for a couple of years. Great teammate, great person. She's at Louisville right now. I also played with Zianna Walker. She's also going to Louisville. I feel like the Wichita area, even in the high school setting, has a lot of really good athletes that I think I was blessed to be able to play against.
DJ, how about you? Who jumps out in your mind?
I think being from Dallas, Texas, there's a lot of picks, but the one that stood out to me the most was Kennedy Carter. I think I played against her my whole high school career, and that's a great player. That's one of the greatest players I've ever played against.
DJ, favorite WNBA player?
It's a tough one. My favorite of all time, definitely Candace Parker, mm-hmm. but right now, or Diana Taurasi, but right now, I would definitely say Kalia Cooper, or Copper, from the Chicago Sky, because the way she's just leading her team, even with Candace Parker, the way she's just taking on that role, it's a sight to see.
Ella, how about you? Do you have a pro that you kind of look at? And
I would definitely say Candace Parker, but I also really like watching Liz Cambage, her game. She's a great post player, and I think it's a good person for me to look to try and model my game after.
I know if I were to go into the men's basketball locker room, there'd probably be arguments or discussions about, LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Do women's basketball players have those same discussions about, the greatest WNBA player? Do those kind of things go on?
I don't think we argue about that a lot in the locker room, but I think, we all have a general idea that Kobe might be the best. But
definitely,
we don't argue about that in the locker room.
So there are a lot of Kobe fans on the team. Would that be right to say?
I would like to say. I think they won't admit it, but I think all of them are Kobe fans.
I'll admit it. I'm a Kobe fan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. DJ speaking for everybody. They all love Kobe. Book, movie, TV show, what are you watching or reading? What would you recommend for people out there to get hooked on?
I think the talk of our locker room recently has been the Netflix show Squid Game. I'm not even finished watching it yet, but I remember just like about a week and a half ago, a bunch of my teammates were like, you need to watch this show. Like, it's so good. You need to watch it. So I'm about halfway through, and I think you watched it too.
Yeah, I finished Squid Game in like a day and a half. another show I'm watching or that I currently just finished was season 4 of On My Block. I think that was a really good show.
I haven't watched that one. I'll have to watch it.
I have not watched Squid Game yet. I'm told it's kind of like Hunger Games.
It's
give us a big, brief taste of Squid Game for people who haven't watched it.
Basically, there's all of these. What is it? It's like
child,
a Korean,
like Korean
show.
Child games.
Yeah, so it's all these people that are in debt, like horrible debts that they can never pay off. And they end up getting brought into these games. And it's a series of, I think, 6 games. And if you go through all 6 games and you win them, then you win a bunch of money.
Okay.
And if you don't, then
it's over.
we don't want to ruin the ending, so let's not spoil it. Who is the best singer on the Wichita State basketball team?
Best singer.
Oh man.
Or dancer. We can throw singer / dancer and or dancer.
Dancers,
Asia and Sham. They're dancing all the time.
All the time.
Constantly. No, they don't even need music. It's honestly pretty impressive.
Singer?
I don't even know.
I think I'm the best singer.
Of course you do.
But I don't think we have a best singer. I think it's just all fun and jokes when we sing.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a best cook on the team?
I don't know. CB and Jane seem to be having some pretty good
CB
meals in their apartment. But
definitely CB and Jane.
I can cook. I haven't been cooking lately because I'm living in the dining hall, but I can cook too.
I can't cook a bit.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you.